The domestic political landscape today is a set of stories that individually seem tactical but collectively point toward the 2028 positioning that's already underway, 2 years out from the election. Start with AOC rejoining the Democratic Socialists of America after a 7-year gap. She was removed from DSA membership in 2019 when she voted for Kevin McCarthy's rules package, or at least, that's the incident that accelerated the rift. Rejoining now, with 2028 speculation swirling, sends a clear signal that she wants to consolidate her left flank before any primary race.
The DSA membership is symbolic in terms of policy. The organization has no formal electoral power, but it matters as a cultural signal to the activist wing of the left. It's a statement about where she sees the Democratic Party's coalition and where she wants to position herself within it. If she runs in 2028, the primary dynamic will depend heavily on whether the party's center coalesces around a single moderate candidate. DSA affiliation helps her with small-dollar fundraising and grassroots organizing, but it could be a liability in a general election map that still requires winning Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
The Nebraska court ruling is a quieter story but has real structural implications for the Senate map. A Nebraska judge cleared the legal path for Democrats to cross-party support Dan Osborne, the independent who came remarkably close to defeating Deb Fischer in 2024 over incumbent Republican Pete Ricketts in 2026. Nebraska has a unicameral, officially nonpartisan legislature, which creates some unusual legal terrain around party endorsement rules. The ruling essentially says Democrats can back Osborne without violating campaign finance or party endorsement rules. For Osborne, that's access to a donor network and organizational infrastructure he didn't have in 2024. Nebraska is a state that Republicans have taken entirely for granted. Ricketts versus a Democrat-backed independent could be genuinely competitive.
The South Carolina story has a personal venom to it that's worth noting. Ralph Norman voted against backing Darlene Graham in the GOP primary for the Senate seat. Trump backed Graham. Graham lost the runoff. And Trump went on Truth Social to say Norman ruined his career. That's the President of the United States publicly threatening a sitting congressman's political future for disagreeing on a primary endorsement in the congressman's own state. The chilling effect on Republican dissent is the real story here, not the South Carolina race itself.
The MAGA Pentagon influencer story deserves a moment, too. An online influencer with a significant following who was producing pro-administration content on social media platforms was revealed to be a current Pentagon employee, and apparently this emerged through an online feud where their identity became exposed. The issue isn't just the obvious conflict of interest in a federal employee running political influence operations. It's the question of how many others are doing the same thing without being identified. The Pentagon has an information operations apparatus that's supposed to be directed outward at foreign audiences. Having employees directed inward at domestic political audiences is a different thing entirely.
The California AB 2624 protests at the Capitol are the other domestic story worth flagging. The law, dubbed the Stop Nick Shirley Act by critics, apparently named after the Fresno activist who campaigned for it, restricts sharing information about immigrant service providers. Hundreds rallied against it, calling it a chilling effect on immigrant communities seeking legal aid and health services. The legal challenges are likely to center on First Amendment grounds. Restrictions on sharing information about legal service providers are a relatively unusual legislative instrument. Watch for a federal injunction request, which is the typical first step in challenging a California law of this kind.